As I looked down at Teresa's petite little body, my cock was poised at the entrance of her freshly shaved and waxed pussy, looking like there was no way it would fit. Her pussy lips were spread open slightly, no doubt the result of me tasting and going down on her in preparation for this moment. At 6'2" tall and about 200 pounds, my body dwarfed her barely 25-year-old 5'100" frame. Her toned athletic body tensed as my cock spread her pussy lips open, teasing but not entering her. At 8.5" and a thickness that most girls aren't used to, I love seeing the anticipation of me entering them. I'm not the largest guy out there, but for most girls I'm the largest they will ever experience. For a petite little spinner like Teresa and other similar girls, it's going to be a stretch to take me. I teased her, rubbing my cock up and down the outside of her pussy, getting myself wet on her juices. This only added to her excitement as she was anticipating my every move. It left her wondering which time I would push inside of her and she'd feel the thickness of my cock impaling her. Teresa had that all-American girl next door look that so many of us desire. Nice small but firm tits, a tight athletic ass and a cute smile and a friendly but quiet personality. She had just enough curves to make her interesting, but she didn't necessarily stand out in the crowd. She had long brown hair that comes in handy during doggy to apply a little more control over the action. She was only slightly tanned with some faded tan lines from what must have been a nice little bikini. Her skin was a great contrast to mine. This cute little athletic white girl next door was about to experience her first BBC. Finally, I decided I had teased her long enough and slid my cock into her. Her back arched and I heard a primal moan as her breath quickened. Her pussy clenched the end of my cock, both resisting the invasion but also somehow inviting me in for more. Her pussy gripped my cock like it didn't want to let me go, and it was there for my taking. I let her adjust for a few seconds before pulling out slightly and then entering her again the same depth. The primal moans and reactions were in clear view as I looked at her closed eyes and mouth open. I couldn't tell if she was trying to memorize every second of the experience or just trying to keep her composure. She felt amazing and I was glad we both were tested and birth control was covered so I could do this without a condom and feel her slick and tight pussy better. My next stroke I pushed deeper, watching her face closely for a reaction. At about 5" inside of her, I was as deep as some of her previous lovers but at twice the thickness, or more. It was clear in this case size was mattering by her reaction. Composure went out the window as her primal moans were coupled with a few "oh my god" statements. It wasn't the first time a girl mentioned God as I entered them. I too thanked God often for the tools I've been given and for petite white girls who love sex. Her eyes opened, looking deeply into mine. There was a connection and a sense of submission in her look. She knew I owned her and that soon I'd be deeper inside of her than any guy before me. I withdrew slightly 1 or 2" and slid in her again to about 5". Her head went back and eyes closed again as the little moans continued. I could hear every breath as each stroke became easier and her little pussy opened up to me. From experience, I knew it was now time to go deeper. I knew that soon I'd be hitting new virgin territory deep within her little body. This would be a day she'd never forget as her first BBC of her life pushed the limits of her body. At 7" and her moans became louder and she clenched her body, partly stopping the invasion. She didn't push me away, but she definitely had reached a temporary limit of thickness and depth and was gripping my shoulders to prevent deeper entry. Being a gentleman, I stayed still as she praised God some more and her breath quickened like she was running a marathon. Her breathing reminded me of seeing the woman give birth as they breath quickly, trying to get through the contractions. I pulled out so that just the tip of my cock was inside of her to give her time to collect herself, and then pushed slowly into her until she had about 6" inside of her, and then pulled out again to just the tip. I did this slowly during the next few minutes so she could feel the sensation of being empty and penetrated over and over again. I slid myself higher so as to be sure each slow stroke resulted in my cock rubbing against her clit. Her body responded well to this movement, so I picked up the pace a little but still resisted my incredible desire to impale her fully. Her hands that had been to her side or innocently rubbing her own tits or playing with her hair were now wrapped around my broad shoulders. I was now full on fucking her, albeit slowly. She spread her legs more widely and I took this opportunity to pull her legs back. After a few minutes of slow fucking her, I pushed inside of her again about 6", leaving just 2.5" of my cock outside of her little body. I started a little grind inside of her, moving only slightly in and out of her, and the moans and reaction were what I was looking for. Her legs tried to wrap around my much bigger body in a fashion that I don't think she even controlled. This was evolution and her body wanted my seed planted deep inside of her. I pushed on with my movements and I pushed a little deeper. I was now close to 8" inside of her while I ground into her clit a little with my movements. Like a wave, her body started to orgasm. Her pussy muscles gripped my cock like a vice over and over again, all but milking the cum out of my balls as she came. The moans, some swearing and God comments appeared again. Her instincts kicked in and pulled me fully into her pussy as far as it could go. I moved just enough to keep her orgasm alive but not enough to lose control and pump my cum into her. I wanted more of her before that was going to happen. I wish I could say I lasted for another hour, but it was probably 10 minutes top. After she came, I started fucking her, alternating between long deep strokes and then staying deep in her. Her second orgasm came quickly. As her third built up, mine did as well. Her third orgasm was the one that would finally milk my cock. As she came, I pushed my rock hard 8.5 inches into her and emptied my pent up cum into her. I stayed on top of her and as deep inside of her as long as I could. She was her quiet self. I still wonder what was going through her mind about the experience. We cleaned up and then fucked again about an hour later, this time in doggy. I got to use that hair to show her who was boss and plant my seed deep inside of her again. / There is a lot more to this story, including a bombshell discovery. I found out some time later that Teresa was a trust fund girl from a very wealthy family. She was so chill, I never would have guessed that her ass I was fucking was worth a couple million. There were many more adventures had with her, and not all were alone. Perhaps those will be told another time.